What do you call an insect that sends light out off and on in the summertime?
That's a lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes?
That's a mosquito.
Okay, thank you. I found this picture in a book and it was just lucky, because this is a hard one to describe, you know. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud?
That's a dirt dauber.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground? You roast them and crack the
shell. Oh, peanuts.
Okay, did you ever hear them called anything else?
Pinders.
And what's the difference between a pinder and a goober?
Well, a peanut, a pinder, and a goober, they're different names for them. They call them goobers for a nickname. And peanuts is a proper name for a goober.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy was his father. Now, if a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father? Okay, suppose we're walking down the street and we see this man and he's about 50 and there's a boy with him about 20. And you say, well, he's sure...
Image of his father.
Right. Any other way you might say that? Would you say favors or resembles, takes after, features?
I'd say he resembles his father.
Uh-huh. How about, would you ever use the word like looks like or favors?
Favors. I have seen children favor the father, yeah.
Okay, now, I'll ask you the question again, and you just put in whichever one you think is the one you would have used every day. If a boy has a big nose and his father has a real big nose too, you'd say that the boy
resembles his father.
Thank you. If the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say the boy
is like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth that is not a nurse?
Well, they call, in my days, they called them grannies.
Midwife.
A midwife.
Well, we need both words, that's okay. What if a city person from the city came to the country, what might the country people call her behind her back?
A city dude.
If a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
A country cracker.
How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black?
Colored.
Suppose you were very angry with a colored person and thought he was very trifling and no good. How might you refer to him?
As a nigger.
Stop it.
Pardon?
A nigger.
Thank you.